Hey folks, welcome to today's podcast. Today's podcast is sponsored and brought to you by BetterHelp, betterhelp.com, and I'm going to tell you more about them later in the show. But before we get started, I want to say thank you to everyone for watching, for subscribing. Don't forget to subscribe. And as you know, we've got a new phone number where you can call and leave messages, and periodically we're going to do some shows where I take your phone calls, and it's a lot of fun. I answer your phone calls. We just wing it, and you can leave whatever message you want. 323-696-0222. 323-696-0222. So don't forget to call in and leave a voicemail. And also, if you want a personal video message from yours truly, check out this thing called Cameo, cameo.com. It's an app, and how it works is you can hit me up and I'll send you a very personalized video of me kind of talking about things that you like or things that you request. It's a lot of fun, very personal, and I love doing them. So if you want your very own Cameo from me, go to Cameo, the Cameo app, or cameo.com, and hit me up for your very own personalized Harlan video. I'm going to be in Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, at Wise Guys, 29th and 30th of March. That's this coming weekend, so get your tickets at harlanwilliams.com. It's going to be awesome. And then, folks, I'm coming home. Daddy's coming home to Toronto, where he was conceived in the backseat of a Trans Am. I'm going to be at the Royal Theatre in Toronto, one night only, April 12th. And get your tickets. Two shows, one night, April 12th, the Royal Theatre in Toronto. And get those tickets at harlanwilliams.com. It's going to be so good to be back home and performing in front of my peeps.
You're riding down the Harlan Highway.
All right, hold tight on the Harlan Highway Show.
Harlan Williams.
All right, buddy, I'm going to put my two on cans. I'm putting mine on. It's up to you. You don't have to. It's only if you want it.
Do you play stuff?
I play the theme music, which no one likes to miss. Okay, but that's pretty much it.
I might take them off after the theme music.
Okay. I played the theme music in the last 4 minutes.
Okay, great.
How about that, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, now that's a ride, ladies and gentlemen. You on the Harlan Highway Airdrum Podcast. Podcast Harlan Highway. Dude, you really got... Whoa, your tongue's coming out. Whoa! Dude, I've never seen one get it so into the theme music before. Whoa, bro.
It's a treat to be back on the Harlan Highway podcast.
Well, he gone full Cajun on me, ladies and gentlemen.
Full Cajun there on the podcast.
Oh, that's the first time someone got so excited about the team, you got the first time someone go full Cajun.
Well, sometimes you just need to do it at the top of the podcast before it fester too long, because otherwise it'll eat at you.
Oh, yeah, you got to get that Cajun spice out your system now, boy.
No, otherwise, that burn your bowel right up.
Oh, that going to burn a hole right through your outhouse now, player.
You wanted outhouse before it become in-house.
Oh, man. Wow, Waddy.
Hey.
Folks, Jeremiah Watkins is here. Waddy's in the house.
Waddy's in the building.
Dude, that was probably the biggest, like, best, like, intro theme music thing ever.
I'm feeling it today, and you know what?
Yeah.
When I see you, I get charged, energized right away.
Yeah, how can you not? Look at me.
I know. You're like a Viagra, straight to the eyes.
Yeah, boner eyes.
Yeah.
I'm like a walking boner pill.
Yeah.
I'm not ignoring you. I'm just giving our viewers a time to get erect.
You gotta, ooh.
They look at me, and even the women, I want them to get erect.
I mean, I wouldn't look for too long. It might cause a medical emergency. You might want to.
This is good medical advice, but at the end of the day, it's on them.
Okay.
I mean, there's probably some women right now, Waddy, sitting on their couch, and for the first time in their lives, sprouting an erection.
Listen, they're either sitting on their couch or they've already slid off by now.
just looking at me, the human, you said it, the human Viagra.
Yeah.
But then again, I got to say, if I'm the human Viagra, my friend, that makes you the human Cialis. You want to give them a moment?
Hey, all you listening out there, all you watching, I hope you're having a beautiful day. A day as beautiful as yourself. Now, am I hard or are you hard? Is Harland hard? We might all be. Because in Espanol es muy difícil, which is hard or difficult. So wow. Take that to your ojos.
I thought it was pronounced el erecto.
Oh, is it?
In Spanish.
Oh.
What did you say?
I thought it was Bonero.
Oh. Well, happy el erecto Bonero.
Yeah.
Wow, did we ever kick this thing off, like, hard?
Yeah.
Like, real hard. But you brought up something. Let me crack a frosty. I'm a little, my larynx is a little bleached after all that.
You've been bleaching it?
Well, no, it just, that was such a hot moment. Like, most podcasts don't come in that hot and steamy.
Listen.
And I think I bleached out my uvula or my labia. Or what's in there?
It's a labia in there.
Is it a labia?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's really dry. Like a North Korean sandbox.
Oh, okay.
Dude, if a pelican smashes through the roof right now and sucks our heads, I don't blame it.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all.
Wow. We are walking on a tightrope wire, bro.
Yeah, we are. A lot of podcasts do cold opens. We're just trying to get a hot open today.
Dude, what if a pelican smashed through the roof and sucked our heads? They got those big gullet, you know, the big, and we're making pelican noises?
Yeah.
Are we crazy?
I don't know. It could happen at any moment.
Are we pelinuts?
I don't know.
Are we Pelicraze?
Are we on the exercise bike? Are we Pelotons?
What are we?
What are we?
Dude, yeah. Grossup.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of air, this is what I wanted to open with, because you made a very pertinent comment, like, just before we went live on air and became erectile pills.
Oh, yeah.
You told me you put your phone in airplane mode.
Yes.
And then what was the follow-up?
I said, so it might crash into a building at any moment.
Your phone?
Yeah.
What's that? It's my throat. Was that your uvula?
It's my labia in my throat.
You just did a, what are those? Whoa, dude. That's like a bullfrog.
Yeah.
A frog right behind you. Dude.
We are flowing today, my friend.
Dude, that's like a mating call. Like, have you ever been out in a marsh or in a swamp and heard that late at night? Like, dude, you're like a tree toad.
Now, it might be a little bit too much for the ladies if I look directly into camera and do it at the same time. But
do it.
Here we go.
Fuck
you ready?
Dude, that's the best.
Oh, I snotted a little bit because I got so excited.
Oh, I don't blame you. I snotted in my underpants.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, that is the best, like, I think, like, frog, like, tropical rainforest, Amazonian, like, I can't do that.
Well, I used to work at Rainforest Cafe, and they teach us that there.
No way. Mm-hmm. Can I take your order? And then...
Yeah. So, would you like to hear the specials today?
Yes, please.
Okay, we have a chicken tender special with a side of fries, ketchup, Dijon mustard, and we also have beef fritters. Mm. Now, beef fritters is like one of like the wild yaks that...
Mm. Sounds delicious. Sounds delicious. Does it come with a side?
It does come with a side, actually.
A side of?
Cheesecake.
And?
Potpourri.
And?
And? Mayonnaise.
Dude, that's like a throat fart, sort of, huh?
It is. After a while of doing it, they got weaker because there was gas starting to build up in my throat, and I had to clear the chamber.
Okay, got ya. Speaking of critters, we started off with pelicans, tree toads, frogs. Is there a critter out in nature that you find the most unusual or bizarre? Like, it doesn't have to be one you've seen in real life. It could be one you've seen in a book, on the Nature Channel. Is there a critter out there that you just go, what? How? Evolution? Weird? I don't know.
I mean, honestly, anytime I see a praying mantis, I'm pretty thrown.
Oh, really? Why? Yeah, they're weird.
Just because you don't see them that often.
Yeah, that's
true. But when you do, they look like they're ready to fight you. Like, anytime I've seen a praying mantis, I've never seen, like, a docile, like, just chill praying mantis. They're ready at any moment to... It seems like they're always in fear of a predator coming their way, or they want to put that off, like that big bro energy.
Well, you know what I do with them? I kind of reverse the bully mode, because most insects, like an ant or a spider in your house, you'll just look to be like, right? You'll just kill it without any. But because they're praying mantises, I'll give them the option. They'll be there and they'll be like, and I'll go, you want to die? You want to party, motherfucker? You're about to get my foot, unless, of course, you want to talk to the Lord. And then the praying mantis is just like, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then you let them go because they prayed. Mm-hmm. All the other ones, they just let you kill them.
You know, a lot of bugs are pretty sacrilegious, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like... Ladybugs, blasphemous creatures.
Yeah.
But praying mantises.
Yeah.
They're very reverent.
They got the Lord in them.
They do.
Have you ever heard a praying mantis choir? You're laying in bed in the middle of the night and outside your window.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Dude, I gotta say it. I know we're having fun, but I think you just shit your throat.
Yeah, I think I did too.
Holy fuck. Wow.
Do you have any wipes?
Yeah, you need some wipes, dude. Yeah. Like, I think you might have sucked a log right up into your throat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for sure.
Lincoln style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. So that's a good one. Praying mantis, they're very odd.
Yeah.
They got a weird name. The fact that they pray, no other bug does it.
What would you do if you were about to step on a praying mantis?
Yeah.
And it caught your foot. And it, you know, in a kung fu movie where...
Yeah, it just like twists my ankle.
Yeah.
And you or start it spins me around.
It spins you around. And you...
Ugh. Fuck me. I guess I'd be the one praying at that point.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Whoa, that was a big movement.
That was a big one.
That was like a Thanksgiving shit in your throat.
Yeah. I invited the family over for that one.
Wow. I have a critter that I always thought was really weird. Have you heard of the archer fish?
No.
Okay, this is a real fish. It lives in Australia. It lives in like tropical rainforest.
There's a lot of weird creatures in general in Australia.
Yeah, oh yeah. Aussies
got scary ones.
Scary fucking. But this one, the archer fish, check it out. Most fish will like jump for a bug or eat something underwater.
Mm-hmm.
The archer fish... It goes along, it looks up out of the water for bugs on a plant or on a tree, and it goes up and it spits water, knocks it off the thing and drops it into the water and then consumes it. They've got meticulous aim. They've figured out the refraction of the water, and they actually spit water right out at a bug. And it's unbelievable. This is why I was asking. There's these weird creatures in nature.
So you're telling me this fish is a spitter and a swallower?
And a squirter. Yeah. And when I was a kid, I was so enamored with this fish. When I was a kid and I went through my zit phase, like the pus phase.
Like acne?
Yeah. I would float down the river and near our house. We had a river near our house, and I'd float on my back. And as soon as I saw like a bug, I'd just be like, and I'd like knock them off. And, well, if you're going to laugh, maybe this isn't the story for you.
No, I didn't realize that. I just didn't realize your acne was that bad.
Where it
you
was had horrible.
Meticulous control of it.
Yeah, I could aim, man.
Now, do you remember?
Yeah.
As a kid, did anybody in your class do this? Do you remember something called gleeking?
No.
You remember that? No.
No, I've heard of geeks like right, geeking. Right. What's gleeking?
Okay,
this is with an L.
With an L.
Gleeking.
I can't do it. There was always a kid who could do it, but they'd go like this, and they would have spit pocketed.
Oh,
in the back
wow.
of their mouth corners, and they'd go like this, and they'd shoot a stream,
no.
a small stream of spit onto different things. I think it's contagious.
Sorry, dude, that was rude. Dude, wait, why is it called gleeking?
I don't know.
So they put like stuff their saliva like a chipmunk storing nuts yeah. in its cheeks.
Yeah.
And they do some weird thing with their tongue.
And then perfectly.
Like an archer fish.
Yeah, like an archer fish though.
Wow.
Kids would do it at my high school all the time.
No.
Yeah.
Did one ever like do it on you? Like nail you with it? Like what?
Yeah, it was gross.
So they'd spit it like at your face and stuff?
Sometimes. But it was like ooh. A stream where it wasn't like, it's not as offensive as somebody going, you know?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, you know, it's a different kind of sensation if somebody's like.
Yeah. God.
It's way more sensual.
Oh, God. That's yeah. creepy.
Yeah.
And did you retaliate or were you just like, oh, thanks for the gleeking?
Well, you try to befriend those people so they wouldn't gleek on you and you'd use them at your might.
And did you ever have to, by force, have to realize, well, if I got gleekers, I better learn how to do it so I can retaliate?
No, I was always just in the company of gleekers.
So you never learned it?
I never learned how. I never could.
Because I got to say, as a kid, like, how old are we talking?
I mean, this went on from grade school to middle school, dropped off a little bit more in high school. But there were still kids who would do it in high school.
Because this is the type of thing, if you see other kids doing that, I'm immediately going, I want to be able to squirt like that.
Yeah, squirt out the mouth.
Yeah.
Come on.
But you never entertained even learning it?
I tried, but I couldn't do it.
No way.
Yeah, it's very specific.
So it's a real skill set.
I knew guys who could gleek across the room who'd be like.
Like we're talking 6, 7, 8 feet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's some good gleeking.
Uh-huh.
Hey, folks, as I mentioned earlier, today's show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your life going? How's your social battery? Are you riding high? You riding low? You somewhere in between? You know, sometimes we have so much demands put on us with our work and our friends and all our social activities that we kind of, you know, things can get a little foggy or mixed up or overwhelming or things like that. So maybe BetterHelp therapy is something that could benefit you. Yeah, that's right. Maybe help you sort through all of that stuff. Whether you've been to therapy or not, it's always something you could try, something new, or maybe it's something you've done before and want to return to it. So if you're thinking of therapy, starting some therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/highway today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/highway. Okay? So hope that helps. I hope that better helps. And now, let's get back to the show.
I had this other kid who I knew. You're talking about when you see somebody do something, you know, you want to be able to do it too.
Yeah, right. You always want to when you're a kid.
when I was a freshman, I was taking the Spanish class, and there was this senior that was in entry-level Spanish for some reason.
A senior or a senor?
He was a senior.
Well, if he was older, he would have been a senior senor. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, you're putting it out there. I get it.
It could be a double entendre.
Well, he could have been a senor.
But he was just a senior?
Or he could have been a senior.
Like if you see a 95-year-old Mexican guy walking down the street, that's a senor.
Unless,
am I wrong?
Well, yeah, you're right, but maybe he's trying to speak more English. Maybe he's a senior.
Okay. Is he senior sister? What?
Huh?
What is that? That's a whole different
That's
senior.
That's a different...
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So, okay, so keep going.
He hasn't seen my sister.
Well, maybe he has. He's 98.
I guess he's lived long enough where he could have seen my sister.
Well, he's a senior, so he's seen a lot. Senior sister, I bet. I'm just throwing it out there.
No, and I'm taking it.
I'm just leaking it out there.
Right. So there's this kid.
Okay, sorry.
Who he was a senior.
Yeah.
Even though it was in Spanish class.
Okay.
A younger guy.
Yeah.
He was a young senor.
And what was his name? Did he have a Spanish name?
I think it was something like Josh or something like that.
Well, we can just say it, Josh.
Oh, okay. So he would do this thing where he would just fart. Like really loud in class, like unabashedly just
huge.
Fart. Just huge.
Like louder than you've ever heard.
Like so ridiculously loud.
Wow.
Where it would like interrupt the entire class. It wasn't just like a little squeaker. It was like these huge farts, and then he would start dying laughing.
Oh, you got to.
Yeah, I mean, he would just, and then when he would laugh that hard, yeah. I was like, this guy's my hero. This is hilarious.
Oh.
And then the teacher, this kid is 18 by this point, by the way, and everybody else is just like, what are you doing? It's just like me laughing maniacally
at
this guy who's also laughing at his own fart.
Yeah.
And then the teacher, the senora,
oh wow.
Yeah, she would say, go to the hall.
Wow.
Every time.
Yeah. So he went to Arsenio Hall's house?
Yeah, every time.
Wow.
Every time he farted, he ended up on the Arsenio Hall show.
Wow. Arsenio loves farts.
I know.
My thing used to be, I used to go to movies all the time when I was like a teenager in my 20s, mm-hmm. during college. And me and my buddy, my college roommate, Reg, we would go to the movies and I would time my farts. Like for the word, like there was this famous movie, Natasha Kinski did this big epic love story called Tess.
Okay.
In the 80s, it was like a huge hit. It was like Dances with Wolves long. It was so big it had an intermission in it. And it was this epic love story about love and lost love and getting it back and pining for love. And then it was after the intermission. It was like the third act and the two lovers that had broken apart and they couldn't love anyone else. And they finally come back together in the third act. And it's just beautiful moment on the right here. And it's one of those moments where the music stops and they look at each other and he just goes, I love you. And then I just went like a huge fucking fart. Me and my buddy. And it's that thing, it's the forbidden laugh where you can't laugh. So you're laughing your head off, but you got to keep it silent. So all you can see is your shoulders. Going like this, right? So everyone in the theater just saw our shoulders going up and down. It was the meanest thing because you ruined the movie for every, you know, you can't have a big love scene and then a fart.
I mean, how many people were in that theater when you saw it?
Oh, packed.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? That theater's going to remember that forever.
Oh, man.
They have remembered that moment every day since.
Yeah. And I did another thing. It was the same theater once, and I went by myself, and I used to love Clint Eastwood. Remember his old spaghetti westerns?
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see The Outlaw Josey Wales?
Yeah.
Love one of my favorite movies I've seen with my dad. My dad and I watched it like so much.
Isn't it
kids.
Great?
It's great.
He's so cool.
He's so cool.
They don't make movie stars like him anymore. Yeah. And my favorite spaghetti western is For a Few Dollars More. If you've never seen that, watch it with your dad. It's him and Lee Van Cleef. They're bounty hunters. I think it's his best spaghetti western. But he always had those cool boots, the cowboy boots. They weren't the pointy ones, but they're the ones with the chopped front end.
Yeah,
so they're square.
Yeah.
So college, I get me a pair of those, and I go down to this big movie theater, same place where I blasted the test bomb.
Right.
And it was, I forget the movie. I just went down for a movie, and I went down by myself, and I'm sitting in my seat, and I want to get popcorn. So I go to get up and get popcorn, and it was sort of one of these old vintage movie theaters, so they didn't necessarily clean it all that great, but it was a beautiful, had a balcony
sticky
and everything.
Floors.
It was not sticky, but slippery.
Slippery?
So I think it was like butter and pop, and it was like real, almost like ice, right? So I go out to the snack bar to get a big bucket of popcorn, and I'm in college. I can't afford... You can barely afford anything. Like the movies, it was the matinee, 99 cents to see the movie. And so I'm going, it's nighttime. There's some people sitting around. I start walking back from the snack bar. I eat the popcorn. It's the stalest you've ever tasted in your life.
Just like they didn't make a new batch. They gave you the bottom.
It was from 3 days, 4 days ago. Like it just tasted like I was eating foam peanuts, you know, mm-hmm. those packaging peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, they're not going to give it back to me. I don't want to waste it. What can I do to get something out of this purchase? So I'm walking back. I'm in the middle of the theater. Like I got the middle seat and there's people sitting around me. I got these flat Clint Eastwood cowboy boots. There's no traction on them, right? They're just smooth.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, you know what? I'm going to do a huge like Laurel and Hardy, Buster Keaton, Jerry Lewis, like popcorn wipeout, right? So... I'm walking along and I hit that slippery stuff and I could have manipulated, I could have got over it, but I just started doing the thing and I did about a 45 second wipeout where the popcorn, I threw it in the air and I was doing this thing and I just milked it like a Jim Carrey, like Jerry Lewis, Don Knotts, like the biggest pratfall you've ever seen, but it's raining popcorn. And I finally sit down and I play it off like it's all real. And I look over and the people around me are just wheezing. Like they're laughing so hard. And I'm just sitting there acting like, fuck, like Matt.
Can you believe that?
Oh, dude. It was, anyways, I got off on a tangent. I apologize, but it was so fun. I'll never forget it.
Now, were you there with somebody?
No, I was alone.
You're just there alone.
And I thought, the popcorn shit, I paid for it. Even if I go back, it's still going to be shit. They're not going to. So I thought, what can I get? What value can I get out of this purchase? And you know what? In the end, it gave me a lifelong memory versus eating a bucket of popcorn.
And would you prefer a memory or one popcorn that would have been good?
The memory, man. And plus, I laughed my head off. Like even though I stayed in it, once the laughter died, I was just laughing inside like, oh, so fun.
It's a rush.
It's a rush, and this was pre-me doing comedy. I mean, I was always a goofy, nutty guy, but...
So that's got to be even somewhat of a bigger high, because you're not consistently getting, you know, you're not getting the laughs, like, every night, like we're used to. And this is, like, a shot in the dark. Like, I just made a bunch of people laugh right now.
This was a popcorn performance piece.
Yeah.
Speaking of entertainment, we're in the entertainment business, and it's fun. We create laughter.
Yeah.
But I want to flip the page to the dark side for a minute.
Ooh.
And I'm sort of nervous to hear what you... Yeah. Read your lines, Luke. Where's the craft services, Luke? That dark side of entertainment.
Yeah.
But have you ever...
Been touched?
Well, I was going to say, been on the casting couch.
Oh.
Have you ever been in a scenario where you went in for an audition... Or you were trying to get a part, or were you ever Harvey Weinstein? Were you ever someone tried to seduce you or went after you? Come on, guy.
Okay, well, yeah. I've got a couple of very weird
ones.
Let's
hear them. I had a feeling looking at you.
Now, I haven't been Weinstein, but I've been Weinstein assistant it or something like that, you know?
Wow.
So basically, if you get Weinstein, you probably hit it big. You probably,
right.
But I got maybe Weinstein assistant it or something
like
that.
Like, okay.
Much lower on the totem pole.
Okay. What happened?
Okay. A couple very, very strange audition stories.
Ooh, let's go.
First one, I should have known better, but I just moved from Kansas out here.
Yeah, new in town, a freshie.
A total freshie, looking for anything.
Prime meat.
Served fresh at Ryan's Buffet. If you know, you know.
Yeah, just right out of the Greyhound station type of Kansas kid.
Oh, yeah.
Probably still a piece of straw in your mouth.
Yeah, the bus smoke still fresh on my face.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So I signed up for this audition on Craigslist.
Oh, shit. What was it for? To do some gardening?
No.
Craigslist?
Yeah, I know.
They have acting on Craigslist?
Well, okay.
Yeah, I think I know where this is going. Yeah, Let's hear it.
Okay, so this one.
Wow.
This one was for a surfing ad. It was like a surfing commercial.
Right, you're in California.
I'm in California.
Like, makes sense. Surfing.
I'm like, great. You know, I started to grow out my hair at that point.
Yeah.
Like, so I used to have really long hair that was like almost down to the shoulders.
Nice.
And that's what the casting director thought too. And they had me walk in, and I should have known that it wasn't legit when I signed up on a legal pad that just had like time written on one side and name on the other side, in ink pen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I go in and they're like, it's for a surfer role. So I was like, this is all normal. They're like, could you take your shirt off? Right away.
Instantly.
I was like,
and were there cameras set up and stuff? Oh, boy. Yeah. Was this in the valley?
It was out in like, maybe it was the valley. It was either Venice or the Valley. I used to go on a lot of random
Probably
Craigslist auditions.
Probably Valley, because that's porno. That's where they shoot most of the pornos.
Yeah.
Anyways, keep going.
Maybe they were checking to see if they were going to scoop me up.
Okay, so you're topless.
And then they go, okay, thank you. And then that was the end of the audition.
Oh.
I didn't pass.
You just took your shirt off?
They took my shirt off, and they're like, okay, thanks.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
Well, get ready.
Oh, shit.
Well, that was the end of that one.
You got a call back and they said, now take your pants off?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Leave the shirt on, take the pants off.
Wow. Piece by piece.
Yeah, piece by piece. So that was a more tame one.
Yeah, that's really tame.
Okay.
But what do you think the purpose of, because you were a surfer dude, they wanted to see your physique as a surfer?
I think so. And then they're like, nah.
Okay, because you're already a skinny guy, but you were probably back then even skinnier.
Yeah, but coming out of from Kansas, I was actually like chubbier in a different way because I was eating way different.
What were you eating?
Well,
corn.
Yeah, corn. Just like tons of home cooked meals and stuff. You know,
because
I lived at home.
Oh yeah, good old Kansas comfort food.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally. Oh, yeah. So when I moved out here, I actually ended up dropping some lbs because.
Oh, so maybe you were the opposite. You were too chunky to look like a surfer.
Maybe. Maybe I was too corn. Yeah, too corn fed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Children of the corn boy.
Children of the corn, spelled with a K.
Children of the porn in the valley.
Whoa.
Look out, topless titty monk.
Ooga.
Honk, honk. Wow. So what was part two? I mean, that one was pretty tame.
Pretty tame.
Came out unscathed.
Okay, this one, people have told and asked me if this is made up. This is not made up.
Oh, shizens.
I auditioned for a role that was guy on toilet.
Okay.
I self-submitted.
What?
It wasn't like an agent put me up to this.
Yeah.
It was like, quirky guy on toilet? I can do that.
Was this another Craigslist or was this like...
This was an LA casting one.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now I get there and the guy who's running... You know when you're... On camera sometimes, you just take the direction. You don't think about it.
Yeah.
You're just in the zone, right?
Right.
So the guy's like, all right, you're on the toilet, right? I'm like, okay, yeah. He's like, all right, act like you're taking a fat shit.
Oh.
already, just the way, just the way I'm being talked to, I was like, huh? All right. So I start like pushing. I'm like, he goes, all right, act like you're jerking off. And I was like,
come on.
What? And he goes, you're jerking off and taking a shit.
Oh.
And I was like, okay.
What? I
started doing it.
You started?
Yeah.
Waddy?
What?
Why?
Don't why me.
Well, why?
I was in the zone. I told you.
You were in the shitting.
When the cameras start rolling, I have this thing. When the camera's right. rolling and somebody's like, oh, this will be funny.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking you commit. Properly. I commit. You commit. I have this problem where I just, it's all in every time.
Whoa.
So I'm now.
Oh, no.
You know.
Oh, God.
You know, doing that whole thing.
What was it? Okay. I'm just double checking. Wanted to make sure we get this story accurate here.
So then. I leave the audition.
But before you move on, just for them, because some of my audience, they're not, I mean, there's Carol Tinkle Nips and Wally Wonder Diaper.
Uh-huh.
If just one more for them, if they could just, and then end it with the... You got the puck, kid.
You got the puck.
Okay, so keep going. Thank you. That was for them.
Pack your bags, kid.
Pack your bags.
You're moving in with me.
You're going to jerk off shit town, kid. So what? Okay, so now what?
So I left the audition being like, you know what? I felt a little taken advantage of in the moment. And I was like, I didn't even really want that. You know, that actor thing you do, and you're like, I didn't even really want that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm above that.
Above that.
But no clothes came off for that one?
No clothes
came off. Okay, that's at least a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I had one where I, you know, and when you're young, you're hungry, right? You're hungry for this stuff. That's part of the
problem, yeah.
So I remember it was my third year here, and I met some fancy smanchy director. It was the guy who was doing Gladiator, Ridley Scott.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy goes, come to Rome. I want you to be in the movie. Let's talk about it. I want you to do a part in Gladiator. And I'm like, holy shit. You know, I'm like, I'm not going to say no to that. So, you know, I fly all the way to Rome. I meet the guy there. I don't have a lot of money at this point in time. So I got to take the milk run. You know, I go through New York to Paris to Rome. But, you know, it's like, I get all the way over there. He gets me, meet me in the hotel room. And I'm like, okay. But it's like 2 a.m. So I get in there, 2 a.m. He goes, I need you to put this costume on. I want you to play the role. It's a scene in the Colosseum. And I'm like, whoa, cool, right? You know, where all the gladiators are. Put this robe on. It's a priest robe. I'm like, okay. And he goes, okay, put it on. And I go, just before we go any further, what's the role? Like, what are my lines? And he goes, lines, you're an extra. And I go, oh, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, you're going to be way, way up in the back. We probably won't even see you, but slap the priest robe on and then kneel down and pretend you're praying. And I'm like, oh, well, I came all the way from LA to Rome. And he's like, yeah. And it's 2 a.m. He's like, yeah, just kneel down. And it was, I don't want to tell the rest of it, but it was, I didn't get the part. I was going to be an extra up in the Colosseum scene where there's thousands of Romans and.
Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
Huh.
Unreal. I mean, what a bummer.
Man.
To go all that way to be an extra.
And then he got Ridley of you.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm glad we're survivors. Yeah.
Well, yours kind of outweighed mine a little bit.
Well, not only you said you never got Harvey Weinstein, I got Amy Winehouse.
What?
Yeah, you got Weinstein, but I got Winehouse.
Okay, and what did that happen?
It wasn't anything to do with acting, but I was at a cafe in Paris, in London, actually, and I was eating some ribs, and Amy Winehouse, who doesn't eat a lot, or she didn't, very thin, I'm sitting about to bite, and she came flying over some tables and, like, attacked my ribs like a hyena. And a skinny little freak, Winehouse.
Now, this is there's a continuation of this story.
Okay. Oh shit. Here we go.
So I told you I wrote it off in my head. Like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
But then my ego got the best of me when I got a notification that I got a call back for that.
For the shitting and no.
And I was like, maybe I can go on one more audition.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I went back.
You did for real?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, they said we've changed the role to yoga guy. I was like, great. I don't want to be guy on toilet anyway.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
So I go in there and they're like, how flexible are you?
Oh, no.
I go, oh, I'm really flexible. I start showing off how flexible I am because I've always been like very Gumby-like, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. So now they're rolling the cameras again. They're like, okay, now you're a guy doing yoga. Now start off, you know, doing some simple stuff, downward dog and like some butterfly stretches and stuff like that. And then they're coaching me through it and they're like, now roll back and act like you're trying to suck your own dick.
Get lost.
And I was like, huh? They're like, act like you're trying to suck your own dick.
Like they're getting mad at you like that?
Yeah, the guy's a little aggressive because the session runner or the casting director is like, it's off of his recommendations that he brought me back in.
Yeah.
So he's like, do it, man. Like, he's like giving me this look.
Whoa.
Yeah. Very aggro. Yeah. And I was like, okay. And I flip back all the way, my legs all the way.
Like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
What the H?
Yeah, man.
You started doing it?
Yeah.
What was this movie?
It was for a Swedish security commercial, like a cyber commercial, I found out.
What are they securing? You're nuts?
Yeah, I guess so. My Swedish meatballs, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah. So then I'm like,
come on.
I'm like, I leave there and I'm like, oh, I feel weird again. Like,
yeah,
like,
you've been used.
I've been used now. Yeah. Like, I'm like, what if they use this footage for, like, are they pranking me? You know what I mean? Like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then I get a call. They're like, you booked it.
No, you
and
didn't.
I go, you know what? I've had time to think about it because a couple days have passed.
Yeah.
I had a couple days to think about it. I'm actually not comfortable being yoga guy who's Sunday on camera.
What the?
And this guy on the phone gets irate with me.
Yeah.
He goes, what? He goes, I told them you're the guy. This is the same guy. He's like, come on, man, do it. He goes, I told them you're the guy. I told them that I was going to book you. I stuck my neck out for you. You know what? You're never going to work in this town again. Click.
Wow.
That's how he ended the call. That classic line. You're never going to work in this town again.
He stuck his neck out for you. You stuck your neck out for you.
Yeah, my lower neck, my wow. upper neck. Yeah.
So he had the audacity to act like this was like some big, like,
huge
thing.
Opportunity.
And you're gonna lose your any chance of being an actor because of this.
Yeah. Like that he knew every casting director in town and he was gonna tell them about me. So somebody calls me back. That is, they go, hey, we heard.
Wow.
We heard. One of our other casting directors.
Yeah.
We heard about that phone call. We'd like to offer you the part, but it's a different role. We've changed it again.
Oh, now what is it now? You got to eat your own ass? God, this just keeps getting better.
They go,
yeah, we want you to rim yourself in a tortoise costume.
So it's guy who is shaving his pubes.
I was close.
And I go, I'll take it. And I did it. I drove up to a weird house in the hills. They paid me $150 or $200 in cash. And I did it. They were wanting to see my pubes. I'm like, I'll pull down my pants a little bit, but I'm not showing you pubes for this weird Swedish commercial.
What the hell's wrong with the Swedes?
I don't know, man.
What the hell?
The director kept telling me that my hair was pretty on set.
Yeah, very pretty hair.
Dude.
Dude, it was so
I mean,
weird.
We get commercials for Eggo waffles and mini wheats mm-hmm. and Tampax, and over there they're getting commercials for yoga shaven, pube sucking, cock sucking toilet sitters.
It was insane. I literally, like, after they realized I wasn't going to give them exactly what they wanted with that, shot some silly faces and stuff of me, you know.
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Hello.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Do your pubes get out of control? Target.
Nothing says loving like Pillsbury shaving your pubes.
shave your pubes with Werther's.
So, yeah, I got cash, and then I drove away.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Very, very weird. It was one of those, like, obviously super non-union.
Yeah.
Nothing legit about it.
Creep. Yeah. What kills me is you went back three times.
Harlan, and I was desperate.
Yeah.
And I needed
$150
something.
$150. Yeah. You needed
I needed it.
You could have worked at Taco Bell for two nights and avoided the scarring.
I was literally working at Starbucks at that time, and I was like, this will get me out of one day at Starbucks.
Wow. Starbucks and 30 years of therapy.
At that time, that would have been a couple days at Starbucks. Because I was making like $8.50 an hour at Starbucks. Wow. Yeah. And I hated that job, so I was like, anything to get me out of this job.
Dude.
Yeah.
So you thought it was you had to think it was a prank at some point.
I thought I was being pranked at some point.
Speaking of pranks, what would you say is the wildest prank you've ever pulled on like a buddy or friend or even a stranger? Is there one that sticks out where you just fucking nailed it, hammered one over the wall, still talk about it with your buds?
One time, it was a bet. It was kind of a prank, kind of a bet.
God.
I was backstage. This was probably like seven, eight years ago. I was backstage at an Impractical Jokers show. They invited me and Adam Ray and a couple comics.
Oh, the guys that do that prank show.
Yeah.
Impractical Jokers. Yeah.
So they're friends with Gary Busey.
Oh, the actor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nutty actor, yeah.
Yeah, so Adam Ray, he's like, I'll give you $100 if you go over there and make intense eye contact with Gary Busey and dance in front of him.
No.
And I went up and I did it, and he was like, what are you doing? What's going on? Like, he was like, he's like, oh, this guy's a weirdo. I like this guy. Yeah, like his wife started laughing. They're like, "What is happening right now?" And I was just dancing.
Show me your butter sausage. Yeah,
that was a weird, fun little prank. That was just like, you know, Adam Ray. He's like, I'll give you the $100, and he did. He ended up, you know, man of his word.
Busey is such an oddball. I was at a movie premiere once. I'm just sitting there waiting for the movie to start.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, I hear these weird noises, and I feel something hitting the back of my head. I hear like, hee, 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 and something's hitting the back of my head. And I turn around, and Gary Busey is throwing popcorn at the back of my head and making like whale and dolphin noises because he saw me. I did a movie called Down Periscope, a submarine movie with Kelsey Grammer, where I had to do a bunch of crazy whale noises. And yeah, it was a really funny scene. And so he was like, hee, 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 and he's throwing, but I go, what are you doing? He's, remember the whale thing you did? Remember the whale thing in Down Periscope? Hee, 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 hee. And I was just like, holy fuck, it was so creepy. Such an oddball.
Oh, yeah.
God.
I also pooped in an ice bucket thing when I was on a road trip with some buddies and told a friend to open it and, you know, just dumb stuff like that.
You pooped in an ice bucket? Dude, yeah. That's a wasted audition, if you ask me. I mean, dude, that could have led to a pube-shaving role.
At least a callback.
Oh, dude. I was talking about going to Rome. Is there a place in the world that you haven't been that you really want to go? Or is there a place that in the world that you have been to and you just love? Is there a dream place you've never been? Talk to me, guy.
I want to go to Thailand.
Why?
Love the food.
Can't just go to a local restaurant?
I want to, you know, I want authentic street Thai food. Or, like, go to Japan, you know? Just somewhere in Asia, you know? Really? I've never been to Asia.
So that's Asia.
Yeah.
But it's for the food?
For the food. Yeah. For the food. The culture, too. But I like the food a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go to Germany, too. What?
For the food?
For the people.
Really?
Yeah.
Germany's great.
But I'm like, that's part of my heritage, though.
Oh, it is?
Irish, German.
Oh, yeah. What part of Germany? North, south?
The good part.
It's a good part of Germany.
It's a good part of Germany.
Oh, it's a good part.
Oh, it's a good part of Germany. Yeah, we don't talk about the bad parts anymore.
Only it's a good part.
Only it's a good part.
I think maybe maybe from the south, the Black Forest near Stuttgart, perhaps.
Oh, perhaps.
That seems to be the good part these days.
Yeah. Maybe on the west side of the wall, not the east side of the wall.
Oh, yeah, I think you might be right on that. Maybe somewhere on the east side, not the west side.
East side, west side, represent. Maybe Brussels.
Maybe sprouts. Maybe Brussels sprouts.
Maybe.
Or maybe not.
Maybe not.
But maybe.
But maybe so.
Maybe so. Sorry, dude. Sometimes I get a glitch.
Oh.
Like, do you believe we're in the Matrix? Do you believe we're in a digital... Like, some people think this is all an illusion. This is the Matrix. And when I do this stuff, when I have a glitch, sometimes I believe it.
I get it. So, you know, people think that the code is a sequence of zeros and ones. I think it's a sequence of sixes and nines.
Really? Yeah. I did a sequence of six and nine the other night.
Did you?
In Bakersfield up at a Motel 6 with a streetwalker.
Yeah.
We 69'd all night.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you requested out of a streetwalker?
Yeah.
Really?
I like a 69. I like to smell what I'm about to... See? I just had a glitch.
I was about to slap you.
Are you cereal?
Yeah, I was about to.
Yeah, see, so you can see, you're picking up on it.
I'm picking up on it.
So you believe potentially this could all be just fabricated, that we're living in a digital existence. Really? Wait. What? Come on. No way. Are you cereal? What? Dude.
Yeah.
Looking at the digital realm, the way everything's going, what do you think stand-up comedy will look like in 100 years? Like, honestly, what does it look like to you? What do you interpret it? How do you see it?
You know... They keep doing these VR stand-up shows and stuff like that where you put on the Oculus and then you're sitting and it's like you're in a club or you're in a virtual club where you're watching like some animated figure like do the jokes
really?
Or whatever.
Uh-huh. You've seen a virtual comedy show?
Yeah.
What's it like? I haven't seen that.
Basically, you can enter with your Oculus or whatever, whatever your gear is.
Yeah.
And it's like you walk into a room, and then it's either projected like a video on the wall, like a stand-up who's like doing it. And there's some comics who have been experimenting with those shows who they do it for tips and stuff like that, like in the meta world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it look like are they there? Is it a film of them or is it like a hologram of them?
It's like a hologram of them.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
It's not
perfected yet by any means.
It's not?
No.
But
that's what I'm
asking you because I feel like in the next 50 to 100 years, I think the curve for stand-up comedy just in a traditional club will change. Like,
hopefully it'll be one of those things that... It'll be like a movie theater where you want to go, where it's that old school feel.
Yeah.
You know, like laser tag. Those still exist.
They do?
Oh, and they're fun.
Do you get to use real laser guns?
Oh, yeah.
So you get to kill people.
Well.
I'm in.
You want to go?
I'd love to kill a few.
Okay.
How many have you killed?
Oh, the bodies have piled up.
What are you looking at?
You said the bodies are piling up, and then you looked off into space, like as if you're seeing souls, like lost souls of the dead that you've killed.
Yeah. There's been a few.
Are you still seeing them?
Uh-huh.
Fuck off, really?
Yeah.
There you see, look. Hold on. Where are you looking?
It's right there.
What the fuck, guy? Oh! I see a fat guy.
Yeah.
You killed that guy?
Yeah.
Nice kill, guy.
Yeah, his high score, cholesterol.
Whoa. Thunder slammer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. As in the South, we call him Mr. Diabetes.
Oh, Mr. Diabetes. He live in the old house at the end of the bayou there.
Oh,
now.
He sure do now. He don't make it fast fall, but at the bottom of the top.
He's the only man in the whole town who got Cajun black and catfish feet now, you hear, child?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes late at night when the crickets is singing and the wind's blowing through the moss, I can hear him chewing lily pads right through his screen door. They call him the swamp gobbler now, child.
Sometimes I hear him suffocating on his own fingers because he thinks that he's eating meat out of a bucket, but they're actually his phalanges.
Sometimes I hear him sucking on salamander clits deep in the night when the owls is hooing and old Lady Johnson squeezing lemonade. Way down there by the rusty old train tracks, child.
Sometimes I hear him squeezing on an alligator nostril and sucking the snot out like he's doing some kind of shot on a Sunday night special at Applebee's.
Sometimes on Sunday morning I hear him sharpening his knife blade on the back of a dirty old catfish right down there by the swamp grass. That's right, child.
Sometimes I see him scraping the mud off his boot on a hound dog head at the house of the moon.
Every now and then I catch him sitting in the top of an old Scotch pine tree playing with his eyebrows and making banjo noises. Dong, ding, dong, ding.
Sometimes I see him swinging himself to sleep with his oxygen tank and lines just going back and forth as he slowly decompresses his heart rate one beat at a time because he realizes that the beatus is going to get him or us one of these days.
Well, now that's right. Every now and then I catch him rubbing toads up and down the back of his shoulder meat just so he can pretend he's a bumpy old gourd laying down in Mr. Johnson's golf field now, child.
Sometimes, child, I see him begging on his knees for the good Lord to repent himself of his sins of him overeating on bubble wrap and lemonade.
Sometimes I see him praying down on his dirty, dirty knees now over fucking what's-his-face's grave, Paul Newman, way up there in the cemetery under the full moon and the crickets eating aphid twats.
Sometimes I see him squealing like a pig until he realizes he'd been looking at the reflection in the mirror of himself for days upon days without anything other than butter, margarine, I can't believe it's not better, some jambalaya, and some pig's toes.
Every now and then in the middle of the night, I hear him slapping his man titties back and forth, and it sounds like two children in a bouncy house wearing sponge helmets. That's right, child.
Sometimes I hear, Houston, we are clear for takeoff, coming out of the Summer Valley in the heat of 105, and then it's just him pooping just his guts out from the bottom of his porcelain skin to the top of the ceiling of the widow of his wife that used to be.
Amen, child. Amen.
Amen.
Wow, I feel like I needed to get that out.
That's kind of been lingering in my system for a while, so it feels a little cathartic.
Dude, thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
It's like a sort of like a therapy session. Like, wow, are you okay?
Yeah.
You gonna take off? turned into a hummingbird.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I don't really go in for the whole therapy thing, but Cajun therapy, I find, is just, it's some of the most, it gets to the deep layers. It helps you bring up whatever we just brought up. Yeah. Was it's been festering. You've been holding it inside, and I think it's been holding me back.
Yeah, I started going to some Cajun therapy a while ago.
Oh, nice.
And the therapist said, all right, if any of this gets a little bit too intense for you, just say the safe word. And I said, what's the safe word? And they said, Zatarain's.
Oh, wow. I feel like today we didn't need that. I felt like we really got in tune with each other. I feel like we really expunged a lot of what's maybe been keeping us down, holding us back to find our true self, to focus on our core.
Expunged Bob SquarePants, Law and Order, SVU. That's my favorite show.
Are you serial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love season 3 was my favorite of that.
Yes, yeah, Esquifus.
That's my safe word.
Esquifus?
Yeah. When you said it, I just froze. I stopped.
Because
when you say a safe word, right, everything's supposed to stop.
Stop.
When you said that, I don't know if you saw, but I locked up.
No, you did. You had the rigor mortis immediately.
I didn't mean to lock. Look, I'm the host. No, if anyone's not supposed to just lock up, it's the host of a major international podcast that plays all over the world, even in Scotland.
And you've got the most on with you. You're the host with the most.
And for me to lock up, I want a personal apology to my audience, my 12 viewers, Carol Crunch Teeth, Billy Burger Buns, and most of all, the boy with the wide eyes, Walter Fudge Stink Face. But I didn't, and to you too, I didn't mean to lock up. I'm sorry.
It's when, okay.
You do the safe word just kind of... But boy, do I really needed that. I didn't, you know, ever have something happen, you didn't think you needed it, and you need it?
Yeah.
Like a seizure?
Yeah.
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 I'd love to watch you wash your hair. I mean, that's just like the way you.
Oh, just.
Yeah. Like you really got it down, guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been called a hummingbird before.
You have?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, you know, for a long time, I've been quick. And then for a long time, people know me as somewhat of a musical guy. So,
yeah.
You know, I'd hum a lot.
Oh, wow.
I'd hum.
Can two guys hum together and not be
a bird?
No, like we're cool, right? We're not like when two guys hum together, we're not like
come on over here.
No, like how do I say it? Like there's guys that'll chop wood and they're like,
oh, like
if two guys hum together, are they right. like
Uno?
No, like
hey.
Sort of like hey.
Oh.
Like is that like if two guys hum together, that's right. Not like we're chopping wood or carrying bricks.
What are you trying to get at?
I think like when two guys are like is it a little bit of that thing?
Well, palsy?
It's sort of like there could be a guy named Paul.
Mm.
You know, when two humming's, it's not the most masculine. I'm just saying, I don't want
to. Are you saying humming is feminine? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
like girlfriend.
Yeah, a little fae, as they say.
A little fae.
A little effeminate, like.
Like handball?
No, you think you're basketball players.
Like, yeah, like basketball.
No, they're gay. Basketball players are gay. But yeah. I'm saying fae. Gay is when two guys. Hum together, hummer,
right?
But just humming is hummer. Like is like a lower. It's just yeah. Fey is a word you don't hear, but it's sort of just a little, you know, yeah. Is that, are we okay? Can we hum together?
I think we can hum together.
People aren't out there going, hmm. Like, we're not getting any blowback from, we're good?
I think so.
Okay, I was just checking.
I don't think that, you know,
yeah,
we're assimilating or anything like that.
Right, we're not. It's just a thing two guys do, humming.
Well, when was the last time you hummed with a good buddy?
I do skippings late at night. I go out to the Glendale Galleria in Glendale, and we have a white van, and we have a skipping club. And we'll get out, and we'll skip around in the parking lot at 2 a.m., and we have yellow leotards and the curly shoes, like the elf shoes. We're like, we skip around, and we do this, and but it's dark, so you know, you're in an empty mall parking lot, so it's like, and we waved to each other, but I've never done it on camera, and so I'm just checking that we're, nothing's wrong.
Now, I would say what you and I did is fine.
Great. Okay.
But I wouldn't put what you did with those other group on camera.
My skipping club? Okay, because I normally just hum when I skip.
Because then people might think.
Okay. No, I got it. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Dominoes.
Whew. Wow, we're getting a lot out here tonight. Today,
I think so.
Yeah,
yeah, I think so too.
I think it might be time for words from a wooden shoe. I mean, I feel like that's where this is all going. All
right.
I mean, if you're ready for it,
yeah,
we do it every podcast.
Of course, I love it.
What we do is we pull out the wooden shoe,
mm-hmm.
and you reach and pull out a word. And see if it there's a story or an experience from your journey in life that you can relate to our crowd here.
Sure.
Words from a wooden shoe. Ooh, that's with good
Waddy. ASMR right there. You hear that?
Wow. Sounds like a piece of rhubarb gargling in the middle of the night. What's your word, Waddy?
My word is fat fuck.
Wow. Sort of two words, really. It's such a fat word. It's two words. Do you have an experience with a fat fuck? Is this the same guy you took out at laser tag? Such a somebody, raw word.
Somebody came to mind, but it's a family member.
You can change the name if you want. Tell us the fat fuck story, guy. You owe it to them, not me, them.
Oh, my mom might get pissed if I...
She doesn't watch it. Only 12 people watch okay. this. Not her.
Okay, this is... Sometimes you're mean as a kid, right?
Oh, yeah, we all are.
Right.
That's how you lay this out. It's a given.
Okay, we used to play Scattergories.
Oh, wow.
With
German kids love that game. Throwing shit at each other?
Yes. Yes, Scattergories.
Oh, get the Scattergories
out.
Okay, so what happened? You're playing Scattergories with Fatty.
I've got some overweight family members, you know, mm-hmm. and we were playing Scattergories back in the day when I was a kid.
That Kansas comfort food.
Uh-huh. And we put, the letter was L, if you're familiar with the game. You have to
yeah.
you choose different words and phrases and make a list of different things according to that word. So
to that letter.
To that letter.
Yeah.
So the title was Things in This Room. And the letter was L. And my mom and I were on a team, and my sister was on a team by herself, and my brother and stuff like that. And my mom and I wrote down the word lard. And my sister wrote down losers. So we just went for the jugular with that fam.
Whoa. Because there was a fatty there?
Well, there's a lot of fat in that room.
Oh, so you wrote lard and losers about your own family. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Brutal. I had a very recent fat fuck story.
Oh, congratulations. What was her name?
No, it wasn't intercourse. It was just an experience around a fat fuck.
Well, it's not really intercourse with a fatty. It's kind of like an outer.
Yeah.
It's like an outer three course.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I was in London like 3 weeks ago.
With Ridley Scott?
No, that was Rome.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I'm in London 3 weeks ago, and I go to see this play, The Book of Mormon. Have you heard of this thing?
Oh, I've heard of it.
It's like this huge hit on Broadway. The guys from South Park wrote it. It came out, what, like 10, 12, 15 years ago maybe, and I've heard nothing but rave reviews. So I go online. I go, I'm in London. I don't know when I'll be back here. I go online. I order like the best seat in the house. It's like $300-$400. And it's right dead middle, right in the middle of the stage. I'm alone. So I go to the theater. They go, oh, yeah, you're over there. And I look, I'm like, oh, there's the right in the middle, you know. And I look over, and everyone's sort of dressed rather bleakly, you know, browns, autumn colors, nothing too flashy. And as I start approaching my aisle, I look in, and there's this human with a bright red outfit on, like almost like the girl in Schindler's List. You know how she stood out, the little girl in the red?
Sure.
In a black and white movie, there's the girl in red from, except the girl from Schindler's List looked like she ate everything on Schindler's List, okay?
It was a menu. Schindler's List was a menu. Yeah,
exactly.
Food. Yeah, yeah.
So I look in, and here's this giant woman in a big, bright red dress, and I'm like, okay. I go in, and I'm right beside her.
Mm.
I'm right beside her, and I don't have a problem with heavy people, fat people. God bless them. Everyone's got their stuff, right? But in this scenario, those theater seats aren't big. They're kind of like airplanes. They try to stuff you in there, right? They try to pack people in because they got to have cover their nut. They put me right beside this lady, and I'm like, I didn't think. I went, okay. I sat down, and through no fault of her own, she was very big. Her meat, her presence, her body fat was spilling over onto my chair, like over the little armrest. Her legs were like, pushing my legs over. So now I'm in this primo seat, ready to see this play, and I'm literally sitting like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
It's pronounced pizza with her.
Yes, yeah, exactly. The Leaning Tower of Pizza, and it was so invasive, and it was so like it really just sort of spoiled my time, and I felt bad because, you know, people get heavy, people get skinny, but it was so weird. Like her flesh was spilling over onto me, and two things happened. I didn't like the play, the first half. There's an intermission. It's very sort of out of date. If you want like 3.5 hours of constant jokes about Mormons over and over, like it's how many jokes can you hear about one thing? So I got bored really fast. Thank God I didn't find the play very good. And so at intermission, I just upped and out. I couldn't. Yeah. I felt so claustrophobic and stuck.
Do you think that she attended the play because she thought it was called The Book of Smormon?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Or The Cookbook of Smormon. Mm. Oh, maybe she thought it was a cooking seminar. Either way, I don't want to call her a fat fuck, but I guess she was. She fat fucked me right out of theater night.
Yeah. $400.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of fat fucking.
Yeah, Book of Gorgon.
Book of Gorgon on a fucking prime rib.
Ugh.
So anyways, those are our fat fuck stories.
Yeah.
Great way to end.
Great way to end.
But what I want to end on is Waddy telling the crowd, the audience, about your social media, your stand-up tours, your fabulous podcast, your stand up on the spot. This guy's got a little catalog of great things. Let him have it, guy.
Well, look out for Harlan's episode of Stand Up on the Spot coming soon. He returned to the show, and it was a next level performance.
Oh, really? I can't wait to see it.
It was so fun. I have so much fun riffing with you on that show.
Well, you know what's funny? People will love it because it's all improvised. The gist of Stand Up on the Spot, the Wadi has this show, and the gist is you're not allowed to do material.
Yeah.
So you have to improvise. So I went up and improvised, and I heard back from you that I did well. But as you know, when you're in improvising, you kind of don't remember what you say or do.
That's how I am.
Yeah.
So I have to wait till people are like, I like this before I know whether it's good or not. Yeah.
So
I'm just going.
I left the show thinking I heard people laughing, but I have no idea of most of what I said.
Yeah.
Including when you came up on stage and we did our thing. But but hearing you say that it went well, now I'm sort of excited to see it because it's like watching something back you've never seen before.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Okay, so you've got that show.
Yeah, Stand Up on the Spot. That's every other Monday at youtube.com/@StandUpOTS. Got a bunch of episodes, probably with some of your favorite comedians on there. So check that out. And I've got a new podcast called Trailer Tales with my pal Chelsea Lynn and Libby Higgins. And that's with a character that I play called Dave Gunther. And we have a lot of fun doing that. And then, I'm on tour. Tour dates at jeremiahwatkins.com. I'm going to a lot of places. New York City coming up. Jersey, Kansas City, West Bend, Wisconsin. Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow.
Like I'm all over the place.
All over the country doing stand-up.
Yeah, all over the country doing stand-up. And we do a lot of shows together at the Comedy Store and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, at Jeremiah Stand Up on social media. And, dude, I always love coming on the Harlan Highway. It's all a good time over here.
Dude, we'd love having you. Let's get that theme song going. Get those cans on. Ladies and gentlemen, the unbelievable Wadi Watkins. And if you need him for a movie, a yoga movie, or a shaving movie, or, you know, a sitting on the toilet movie, or even a, you know the rest. Folks, that's it for now. You've been riding down the Harlan Highway podcast. And until next time, chicken chow mein, baby.